sort of conspiracy theorizing that's become incredibly popular on the right these days. It was popular on the left, and now it's become increasingly popular on the right. The kind of, let's just ask questions. We'll ask, who really killed JFK? Wink, wink, nod, nod. And then you're like, well, do you have any evidence of the thing that you are presupposing? Well, no, I'm not making any accusations. I just know I don't believe the story that I'm being told. I know not to trust the authorities. You're like, well, that's fine, but do you have like any evidence? Like evidence, not just supposition. I said, well, you're part of it, aren't you? Yes, you. You're part of it. The reason that you're so defensive about all this is, I don't care who killed JFK. I mean, I do, because it's really interesting. But I noticed that the calendar says 2025, and he was killed in 1963. And so my opinion about who killed JFK has about as much relevance as who killed William McKinley, or James Garfield, which is to say, not an enormous amount. It's not going to change the world in any real way, barring the revelation that many of those same people are still in the government today.